The name was Harry Belafonte. He's died at the age of 96 after a most remarkable American life. Belafonte was more than just one of the 20th century's biggest stars, though what a singer and actor he was.
Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you jump in the line, rock your body on time.
Few people have had more impact both as an entertainer and as a voice for the poor and disenfranchised in America and all around the world.
Well, joining us live for a tribute, WTOP Entertainment reporter Jason Fraley. Jason, let's start with Harry Belafonte's blinding talent. He was so versatile. How did his acting career begin?
Yeah, I mean, this is a big loss today. He grew up going back and forth between Harlem and Jamaica, where his parents were from, and served in World War II. But when he came back, he met a young and unknown Sidney Poitier. They were both aspiring actors there in New York City, went to the New School. And in 1954, he became Broadway's first black male Tony winner for a show called John Murray Anderson's Almanac. The same year, he starred in the movie musical Carmen Jones. That's the big, as a movie guy, that's the big one alongside Dorothy Dandridge, who, of course, became the first black Oscar nominee for Best Actress. So it seems like anywhere he went, anytime he was on screen, he was making history, including the first Jamaican-American to win an Emmy for a TV special. So yes, history-making moments right and left on stage and screen.
It's really hard to overstate the fact that he managed to get such extraordinary success when segregation was at its height in America.
Oh, it's absolutely true. And he was able to do it on screen and in music. His earliest gigs in New York had Charlie Parker and Miles Davis as his backing band. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
But like you're saying, Crossing Racial Lines, his iconic album Calypso in 1956, the Day-O, the Banana Boat song, maybe rivaling, you know, Bob Marley as the most famous stuff out of the Caribbean region. And you still hear the Day-O chant like at baseball games to this day. It is everywhere. It's ubiquitous. He won Grammys for a Chain Gang album. He had an anti-apartheid album in the 60s, tons of political activism that we can go into more if you got time.
Yeah, well, let's do that. He leveraged his unique fame as one of the drivers of the American Civil Rights Movement. What were his biggest contributions there?
Oh, yeah. Well, in 61, he sang at JFK's inaugural gala, but a lot of his stuff was with MLK. In 63, he famously bailed out MLK from Birmingham jail, you know, the famous letter from Birmingham jail. He helped organize the March on Washington, you know, the I Have a Dream speech. He participated in the march from Selma to Montgomery in 65. He even filled in for Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show in 68 and interviewed MLK and RFK just, you know, months before they were assassinated. Even after that, on into the 80s, a UNICEF ambassador, organized USA for Africa's We Are the World. It goes on and on. Like the contributions in activism. He's truly one of those lives that transcended just, you know, TV and movies and music. Like few actually made a difference in the world like Harry Belafonte. I think that's why so many people are in pain today.
Hey, Jason, thanks so much. WTOP Entertainment reporter Jason Fraley.